Just coming up to 10 past 7 on this Friday evening here on Phoenix FM. Earlier I mentioned that we are going to have a guest on the show. We've got Nate Simpson on the phone. Hopefully he can hear me. Nate, are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you.
Good, good. Now, you was going to be here live in the studio, but unfortunately something's come up, hasn't it?
Yeah, the gig at the moment seems to be my life, non-stop on the road. So, unfortunately, yeah, I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, and whereabouts are you performing tonight?
I'm in Isleworth.
Whereabouts is that?
Near Hounslow.
All right, okay. So, have you had quite far to travel there, or...?
No, it's not too far. It's about half an hour from home, so it's not, this one's not too far. But tomorrow, I'm all the way in Norwich, so that should be a bit of a journey.
Oh, wow. Have you got used to the travelling yet?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a little bit, so yeah, it begins to feel like home.
And of course you was on The X Factor, and that's what we're kind of here to talk about tonight. You got to the judges' houses in the boys' category with Nicole Scherzinger, and she had Calvin Harris there as well as a guest judge. How was it meeting him?
There were, you know, all of the judges that I met across the board of being on the show, like, everyone was so, such nice people, everyone was so supportive, and it's amazing, obviously, to meet people who are live and kicking it, doing it, exactly what you've always aspired to do. So, you know, it was an amazing experience.
Was it kind of pressure that you had Nicole Scherzinger and Calvin Harris and you had to stand there and sing in front of them?
yeah, definitely. It's weird in the sense that it's such an intimate thing to stand up there and sing in front of two people like that. I can't kind of describe that feeling. I feel like that's more daunting than the sixth chair in front of thousands of people. You know, that's so... This one is so intimate, and it's a crazy feeling.
Yeah, that must be more off-putting, isn't it, when you can see the people watching you? Because I suppose, have you performed in front of bigger crowds before you went on The X Factor?
Yeah, so I'm more used to that. I mean, well, like, to be honest, I've done everything. I've done bigger crowds, smaller crowds, pubs, clubs, bars, restaurants, theatres, festivals. I've done it, a lot of it. But I think that judges' house is probably the most intimate. You know, singing for two people like that, obviously, I've never had to experience doing that kind of thing. That's crazy.
Yeah. And you mentioned Sixth Chair just then. Is that kind of the biggest crowd you've had to perform to? If you said pubs and clubs, but then you've got, like, a massive venue.
One of the biggest crowds, yeah, because it's Wembley Arena. So, it's definitely one of the biggest. It was crazy. That is amazing to be able to be able to perform there. Such an iconic venue. Everyone's favourite artist and performance system. That was amazing as well.
Did you feel like just walking on stage and going, "Hello, Wembley"?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Let's go, ready
for a Oh, and when you was at Nicole's house, it was in France. I bet it was nice to be there.
South of France, yeah, oh my God. We walked off the plane. When we got told we were in South France, I had no idea what to expect. But got off the plane and it was like the sun was beating down. So it was like all these tropical trees. Everyone was like, "Are we in like Hawaii or like the Caribbean or something?" Like the feeling of it was just it was intense, and the weather was so hot. You know, beaches. It was. I can't describe it. I want to go back.
You're making me want to come and go. Sounds really good. So, did you have much time to go and explore? Or was you kind of a lot of the time just filming?
We obviously there's not a lot of time to do a lot because. You know, you land and just straight to business kind of thing. So we got a bit of we went jet skiing with the car and stuff, which was cool. Which I didn't actually do because I was I can't swim, so the producers were like, "Hell no!" Kind of thing. but I did get to go out on one of the boats and stuff and kind of experience it that way, which was amazing as well. So yeah. Take me back.
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll go there on tour or something soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
But sadly, it did come all to an end at Nicole's house. As she didn't take you through to live shows. That must have been devastating.
I don't know. I mean, I was just, you know, I'm really happy that I made it, you know, top six boys. And I experienced as much as I did. And it gave me such a platform. And I was thinking everything happens for a reason. So it wasn't really so much devastating as, okay, like now I have to focus on doing what I have to do for me next. You know? So I was kind of more excited to kind of come up and get going, get going with my career and, you know, in the actual grand scheme of things.
That's a positive way of looking at it. A lot of people would think, oh, they've been kicked off and kind of get down about it. But you've actually helped, you picked yourself back up and think, oh, this is the basis now that I can continue my career on.
Yeah, well, do you know, I've been an artist grinding for a little while now, so I kind of know in the real world how things work and how tough it actually is out there. So I was just lucky. I was so grateful to get the springboard that the show gave me, and that has created so many incredible opportunities, which I can only be so thankful for. And that's why I knew that I wanted to work towards having come up with the show. So I'm glad that I've been able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And you must have had, like, you must have developed on the show. So what kind of skills have you sort of grown in?
Just kind of, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing to say. I think definitely the mindset of being on such a massive platform really gets you thinking in such a focused and very professional way all the time. I think that's the most important thing. It just gives you this new breath of life and new brand of energy and of professionalism, really. So it's really taken heightened my the way I think and the way I approach my work in a massive way.
Nice. And of course, it was a competition. Was you very competitive, or were you kind of bonding with everyone else that you were there with?
Oh, I get along so well with so many people. Yeah, you know, it is a competition, but for me, I don't see, you know, the competition or the other acts of competition in the sense of we're all artists offering something different. It is obviously a competition that we're all, you know, wanting to get to the end spot. But at the end of the day, everyone has something to offer. And I remember being at Judge's House and looking around, and everyone, all the production team and you know, the researchers that were around us a lot, they would always tell us, you know, everyone, it's so hard to call because everyone is so different. So it's a matter of, you know, what artist is right for, you know, the show this year. And you know, I generally thought everyone was so different, but I got along so well with a lot of people. And I've met some friends for life, definitely.
There was a lot of variety on the show, I've got to say, this year, especially with Honey G rapping. We've never had that before.
We've never had that before, no.
And of course, at the end of it, Matt Terry won. He was in the same category as you, the boys. Did you bond well with him at all?
Yeah, like really close friends. And, you know, we got along so well. I remember during the boot camp stages, the six chair stages, when we really got to know each other properly. And I completely support him. Like, he's such a nice guy and deservedly won, you know. We're supposed to be going to his gig tomorrow, actually, but I'm a bit disappointed that I'm not disappointed, but obviously I have a show up north, and this will be, I think, his first proper gig since the show, so I'm glad I'm missing that. But, you know, he's such a good guy. He came out and he pulled up my birthday show in the summer and stuff like that. We were definitely on the same wavelength from the beginning, so it's nice to see someone that I was that close with go on and take it.
But the thing is, you've now teamed up with fellow contestant Caitlin Van Beck to go up against him for Christmas number one, haven't you?
Well, it's not against him.
Well, you kind of know it.
I heard the song. When I heard the song, I was just, like, blown away. It's such a beautiful record. His song, you know, Ed Sheeran wrote it, and I was so proud of him. You know, this is his first thing he's ever recorded out there, and it's gotten such good reaction. So I'm proud of him, to be honest. And I don't, you know, we're not necessarily competing. We're just doing our own thing, me and Caitlin. And, you know, Caitlin again is good friends with Matt as well. So, you know, we're all just support each other. He had my show as well. I went to his homecoming gig last week. I was so proud of him. And, you know, we was on the way back from that when he had such an incredible reception, like thousands of people was on the way back, and him and my other friend Freddie that was on the show when I listened to my record, and they loved it as well. So you know we all just support each other. We all just want every single one of us to do well.
It's nice that you're there for each other, supporting each other, because there's a lot of, like, danger in the industry, isn't it, where people are, like, biting each other's throats and stuff. But it's nice that you're sort of supporting each other with what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to. I mean, it's there's enough, as you said, there's enough adversity and stuff like that in the industry, so it's nice when, you know, us as artists can come together and just be there for each other, because, you know, that's all we kind of need.
Yeah, and as I say, you've teamed up with Caitlin for a song. You're under the project name of The Underdogs, and the track is called Retro Soul. Even, do you want to tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, so we were so excited to be invited in by an incredible producer by the name of Pete Hammond, who has done some phenomenal things with his own career. You know, he's got 140 top 40 hits, and, you know, produced for and with everybody. So he asked myself and Caitlin to come in and record this song, Retro Soul, and we did it separately, unfortunately, because she is, you know, based in Scotland, but she came down about 2 weeks after I did mine, and she did her thing as well. So, you know, it's such a fun track, and, you know, even Matt said when he heard it, he said, it's such an uplifting kind of feel. He just said, it's such a feel-good song, you know, and you know, it's all about kind of just the funness of, but even, like, being in the festive season. Someone said to me, oh, I feel like it should have been out in the summer, but it's so, you know, fun and stuff like that. But I just feel like, you know, Christmas has an element of that fun as well. So we just wanted to have something out in this horrible cold time of year, which was, you know, felt good and reminded everyone of, you know, what feels good.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to uplift some people now because we're going to play the track. So do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is Retro Soul by the Underdogs, myself, Nate Simpson and Caitlin Bambeck.
Time.
Nate Simpson and Caitlin Van Beck on Retro Soul, in brackets So Hot. And Nate is still on the phone now. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How does it feel to hear that song on the radio?
Ah, amazing. It's actually my first time I've actually caught it on the radio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. So thank you so much for... Actually, no, tell her that I did hear it the other week, but I was in the studio, so it was a very different feeling. Uh-huh. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for getting behind us. It really means a lot. We worked so hard, and we were so proud of the song when it came out, so it's nice to get such a good reception from everyone, you know.
No problem. It was nice to be able to play the song. Thank you for giving it to us. And how did the idea come about of putting a song together?
Well, it was Pete Hammond and, you know, some of the guys that he worked with, another guy called Jeff Chegrin, they were the ones that came up with the idea. And, you know, they posed the idea to my manager and to Caitlin's manager. And then they spoke to us, and we were both like, of course, you know, we know who Pete Hammond is and what he's achieved and stuff like that and what his legacy is in this industry. So it was incredible to be able to be asked of someone of that level.
Yeah, because Pete has worked with the likes of Kylie Minogue and Take That, hasn't he? That must have been amazing. Does that give you high hopes that you'll get as big as they did?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to be recognised and to have someone of that level really believe in your talent and what you do, because, you know, we all start this as kids, like... But with budding dreams, you know, watching, you know, that is my generation, obviously, to seeing Kylie Minogue on TV on the Top of the Pops and Take That. And now to be in the studio having someone that is behind some of their hits really believe in what we do, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's all part of the dream, you know. So it's been amazing.
That must give you a nice confident boost as well that he's behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing like it. And he's literally a genius to work with. And I'm not just saying it, but he literally is. I've never seen anything like it. The way he works in the studio is just so... I could sit there and study all day. It's incredible.
So it has got the potential to go to Christmas number one then, even though that's not what sort of the aim is.
No. The aim for us is to literally have a song out there which we believe in, and you know, show people that we are, you know, we're artists now, often the same, which is exactly what I think. And luckily, you know, some great opportunities have come about for the both of us now. This has given us legs to go forward.
So what are your plans for 2017 going forward?
Well, there's some really exciting things, which we can't talk about at all, but definitely lots of recording and just taking things to the next level. I wish I could say some of the things that we've confirmed, but we can't, but it's very exciting.
Come on, can't you give us an exclusive?
I get in trouble.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe in the new year, we'll get you back in the studio and you can tell us all about it then. So the track is out now. Where can people get hold of it if they want it?
It's on all major online retailers, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Tesco, Google Play, all of those things. It's all out there.
Cool. And how can people keep up to date with you and what you're doing?
I am at Nate Simpson Live on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. And my official website is natesimpsonlive.com.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Nate. I was going to say thank you very much, Nate. For calling out. I know you've got a busy evening ahead of you, but I hope the performance goes well. I'm sure it will.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot, you know, to have everyone so behind this song. Please keep supporting, guys. It means a lot. You know, it was crazy. I was walking on the street just last week, and someone came up to me, and there was like a couple of girls, and they were like, "We've heard your song with Caitlin. It's so amazing." Da, 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 da. And even, you know, just things like that, it does mean a lot that people are getting behind what we do. And hopefully, let's see this climb, guys. Please.
Does it feel weird that people like sort of know you in the street now?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, even people like to just like shout your name and be like Nate, or you know, like it's like people almost associate themselves because you've been in people's homes and like they feel like they know you. So yeah, that's such a crazy thing. But yeah, it's an amazing thing. This is what, you know, we've been working so hard for so long. So I'm just so grateful.
And I'm sure it's going to happen a lot more as your career blossoms.
Thank you. That means a lot. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
No problem. Well, if people have just tuned in and they've just missed this interview with you, then it is going to be going up on the website, phoenixfm.com, over the weekend. So if people just keep up to date on that. And I'll tag you in it as well, so you know it's on there.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I'll be tweeting that out everywhere.
Cool. Well, thank you very much again, Nate.
Thank you so much.
And we'll hopefully see you in the new year.
Bye. Thank you so much.